June 2001. I lowered the phone into the cradle and stared at it for a long time. It wasn't until Aflatun startled me with a bark that I realized how quiet the room had become. Surayya had muted the television. "You look pale, Amir," she said from the couch, the same one her parents had given us as a housewarming gift for our first apartment. She had been lying on it with Aflatun's head nestled on her chest, her legs buried under the worn pillows. She was half watching a PBS special on the plight of wolves in Minnesota, half correcting essays from her summer school class. She had been teaching at the same school now for 6 years. She sat up, and Aflatun leapt down from the couch. "It was the general who had given our cocker spaniel his name, which was Farsi for Plato, because," he said, "if you looked hard enough and long enough into the dog's filmy black eyes, you'd swear he was thinking wise thoughts." There was a sliver of fat, just a hint of it, beneath Surayya's chin now. The past 10 years had padded the curves of her hips some and combed into her coal black hair a few streaks of cinder gray. But she still had the face of a grand ball princess, with her bird-in-flight eyebrows and nose elegantly curved like a letter from ancient Arabic writings. "You look pale," Surayya repeated, placing the stack of papers on the table. "I have to go to Pakistan," I said. She stood up. "Pakistan? Rahim Khan is very sick," I said. A fist clenched inside me with those words. "Kaka's old business partner?" She had never met Rahim Khan, but I had told her about him. I nodded. "Oh," she said, "I'm so sorry, Amir." "We used to be close," I said. "When I was a kid, he was the first grown-up I ever thought of as a friend. I pictured him and Baba drinking tea in Baba's study, then smoking near the window, a sweet briar-scented breeze blowing from the garden and bending the twin columns of smoke." "I remember you telling me that," Surayya said. She paused. "How long will you be gone?" "I don't know. He wants to see me," I said. "Is it?" she began. "Yes, it is safe. I'll be all right, Surayya." It was the question she'd wanted to ask all along. 15 years of marriage had turned us into mind readers. "I'm going for a walk," I said. "Should I go with you?" "Nay, I'd rather be alone."
This ends Disc 5.